U.S. Olympic swimmers have been used to hearing thunderous applause in Brazil, but three members of the team heard something a little bit different today on the streets of Rio. There was a lot of that going on. They were booed while leaving a police office after investigators held a press conference and accused them of making up a story about being robbed at gunpoint last weekend. KSL's Alex Cabrero is in Rio and joins me live now on the KSL Newsline. We're just curious, Alex, how much play is this story getting down there?
You know, down here, Tim, I mean, people are talking about it, but it's not dominating maybe the newscast like it is there in America right now. Just going around and being in Olympic Park today, sure, people understand that some swimmers maybe made up a story or something like that, and you did hear those guys booing when the swimmers came out of the police department. But as far as what the media and people here in Rio are talking about, it's just another story out of many stories that are going on here.
This is a little bit of a tightrope for people like you, reporters who come in, obviously, to cover the games. You want to cover the sport. And yet, sure, there's all of this sideline things going on. How do you balance it?
You know, with something like this, as a local affiliate here, what we still try to do is just tell the stories that we were sent here to tell about Utahns participating in the games. With something that seems to be spiraling out of control like this story, we could probably never cover it the way the network cover it, NBC covers it, so we let them handle it, and what they report on, we pick it up from there. For us to try to interview Brazilian authorities and things like that, we don't have the transportation or the people to talk to us about it, and we don't have the contacts with Brazilian authorities, so we really rely on the network to help us out.
All right, then, let's talk about what's left of these games and what's left to cover for you. I've enjoyed our back and forth on Facebook. It's winding down. What's left?
You know, what we really have still is Jared Ward, the Olympic marathoner who's from Provo, went to Kaysville High School, went to BYU, Davis High School and BYU, excuse me, up in Kaysville area now. His marathon goes on Sunday. That's also the day of closing ceremonies. He runs in the last event. We're really hoping that, of course, with all of our Utah athletes, we'd really like to see Jared bring home some sort of a medal. I spoke to him a few days ago. He says his training is as good now as he's ever been in his life. He feels like he's in the best shape of his life. So Sunday is what we really have left. There's a lot of people in Utah who'll be paying attention to marathon come on Sunday morning.
Let me just make this point, too. If you have not been watching Channel 5's coverage, you've missed the best coverage of the Olympic Games in Rio. And it's because guys like Alex are out there at 2 o'clock in the morning standing on an empty street with lights on. You've done yeoman's duty down there. Give everybody a big shake of the hand, will you?
Oh, it's part of the fun, Tim. And before we leave, volleyball as well. We've still got a local volleyball player. The men's team is doing well, better than a lot of people thought of. So that's another potential medal for Utah as well. So we still got a little work here to do before we come home.
All right, buddy. Have a fun time to finish out the games. We'll see you when you get home.